Brian Harrington, the Harrington Wines. Brian, what's special about Anderson Valley?
I think there's an earthy component in the wines here that we don't find anywhere else in California. Also, the coolness of the climate here certainly provides us with a longer hang time. A particular vineyard that I sourced, the Wiley Vineyard, is 30 years old. Certainly that creates a much more complex and rich profile to work with. So, yeah, Anderson Valley is big on my list.
Thank you.
Sure, you bet.
I'm here with Eric Sterling of Esterlina Vineyards. Eric, what can you tell me about Anderson Valley? What makes the Pinot Noir special?
Well, for me, this is, I think in terms of viticulture here in the U.S., the Anderson Valley has been a place that I think does it as well or better than any other place in the continental U.S. anyway. We really just have very consistent vintages, very consistent harvests. We get amazing balance in our wines, great acidity, great ripeness, and unlike some of the other appellations, it's very consistent here, which is not Oregon or even down south in Sonoma Coast. So for me, it's been a place that we just think is really the right spot for Pinot.
You know, a lot of winemakers tell me their wines just kind of make themselves. They're very balanced, balanced wines, and very easy to work with.
Yeah, well, my father likes to say, you know, just don't mess up my grapes, which is really true. We really try and just let the fruit speak for itself, and that's been a pretty good formula for us.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm here with Rebecca Green of Black Kite Cellars. Rebecca, what's special about Anderson Valley Pinot Noir?
Well, it's a beautiful location for Pinot Noir. The climate is perfect. We get a lot of the ocean's influence and long growing season. We usually harvest in early October, and it's just very cool and moderate, and that's what I think thrives in.
What can you tell me about Black Kite Cellars? You're a relatively new producer.
We are. Our vines were put in 1999, and our first production was in 2003. We're a unique site in Anderson Valley. We're one of the few, if only, north-facing vineyards. We have two hillside vineyards and one riverside vineyard. They're each 4 acres, and we bring four wines out of from that acreage. And what's remarkable about Black Kite Cellars is that each of our wines is very distinct, and yet they're all planted the same time. They're farmed in the same way. We have the same winemaking techniques that are used, and yet because of the unique microclimates, they're distinctively and wonderfully different from one another.
So you have how many different bottles?
We have, our production last year was 1,336 cases, 776 of a Kite's Rest, which is a blend from the three different vineyard blocks, and then about 200 from each of the other blocks. There's two of our vineyard block wines are pure Pumard, which is fairly unique.
And for Anderson Valley.
For Anderson Valley, and it's, you don't find that many people who are making pure clone-specific wines. And then our third vineyard block wine is called River Turn, it's marvelous and very smooth and velvety and exotic at the same time.
How much of that do you produce? How much of River Run do you produce?
River Turn is...
I keep saying River Run. I don't know why.
That's
sorry.
Right.
River Turn.
River Turn, we have 195 cases.
Okay. So. Well, great to talk to you.
Very nice to talk to you, too.
All right. Vern Boltz of Toulouse Vineyards. Vern, what's special about Anderson Valley Pinot Noir?
Well, I think that most of our Pinots have dark cherry and dark raspberry flavors, and we're fruit-forward area of Pinot Noir.
What about growing Pinot Noir here?
So far, we haven't had any problem. We do our sprays about every 10 to 14 days, and, everybody says,
make at Toulouse Vineyard?
Okay, we do, of course, our estate Pinot Noir. We do an Anderson Valley Pinot Noir. We do a Corby and Valley Foothills Pinot Gris. We do a Rosé, which is a combination of Valley Foothills and Toulouse fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a Gewurztraminer, which is Valley Foothills fruit. And so we make, and we do a Riesling, which is our fruit, which is an estate Riesling.
You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that Anderson Valley is quite unique because of the Alsatian varietals.
It's true. We try to do all our white wines off dry. Probably 80% of the wineries up here do dry white wines, but we like to hold it between 1.5 and 2% residual sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And we find that they're more refreshing, more fruit forward, have better aromatics. And we blind taste them all, so it's not like we're just picking a number. We're going by our sensory perceptions,
mm-hmm.
and then we're picking the wine we like the best. We always freeze some of the unfermented juice, and we always go drier on our fermentations so that we can bring a wine back. If it's too dry, we can bring it back with the same juice that's in the actual wine.
Mm-hmm.
So we can kind of come in the back door, so to speak.
So you think the palate, consumer palate, mm-hmm. prefers just a tiny bit of residual sugar?
Oh, I think absolutely. If you look at the Rombauer and Schramsberg
mm-hmm.
Chardonnays they made for years
mm-hmm.
that had, I think, too much residual sugar,
mm-hmm.
but they sold really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sold really well. Yeah.
Thanks, Vern.
All right, bless you. Good presentation.
Thank you very much.
Good presentation.
Thank you.
Very informative. That's the one I didn't fall asleep at.
Yeah, you're on site.
Yeah. Christy Charles, director of the Anderson Valley Pinot Noir Festival. Christy, this is a great event. I'm just having a great time. Tell our listeners a little bit about this event.
Well, this is actually our 12th annual, and we have about 40 wineries that come. We actually cap it at that. We have a waiting list. And they pour Anderson Valley Pinot and Anderson Valley Rosés. And, you know, it's $90 a ticket this year, food, live music. It's just a good time.
And what do you think is unique about Anderson Valley Pinot Noir?
I think it really is our difference of styles as to the other appellations in California. You know, we tend to have more elegant, a little bit more restrained pinots, higher acidities, you know, some structure to them.
Mm-hmm. And you're involved with your own winery.
Yes, my family owns Foresight Wines in Boonville.
Can you tell me a little bit about that wine?
Yeah, we're called Foresight because I'm the fourth generation of my family to live and work there. And we make Pinot and Sauvignon Blanc, you know, 60 to 100 cases, so very small. But it's been a crazy ride the last year. It's really, it's been a lot of fun.
And your husband Joe is a winemaker, right?
Yes, he makes all of our wines and works at Launder Vineyards during the day.
And you're just opening a tasting room this weekend.
Yes, this Sunday, May 17th, is our grand opening. So we'll have a big party there.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm with Mary Elke of Elke Vineyards. Mary, what's special about Anderson Valley Pinot Noir?
Well, I think our climate and our soils are kind of unique in California. We're really small, and we're so hard to get to that it's still an experience tasting our wines that most people can't find anymore in California. Pinot Noir itself is the one grape that most expresses the place it comes out of. And so because Anderson Valley geologically and in terms of its coolness is really unique in California, I think our wines are unique.
What do you mean by that? Be more specific.
So our wines retain a really nice level of acidity, and at the same time, because we're warm enough during harvest, we have good fruit characters, but without losing that acidity.
Mm-hmm.
So our wines age really well. We can keep that new
Thanks, Mary. Chris DeMuth of DeMuth Vineyard, DeMuth Winery. Chris, what's special about Anderson Valley Pinot Noir?
I think that what's happened in the past 10 or 15 years is that the vineyards have gotten better and better and better, and so has the winemaking. And it's a definite characteristic that is different from Carneros or the Central California, and people are coming to appreciate that difference. As our wines go, I think that we're going along with it. We like the way that it's taken off, and we think it can't do anything more than get better.
What, you know, I've had some terrific Pinot Noirs from your vineyard, DeMuth Vineyard. What makes your vineyard so special?
We think that it's two things. One thing, that we're at a high altitude, we're in terrace vineyards, and we get very little tonnage per acre. If we bring a ton and a half of Pinot grapes in per acre, we consider ourselves lucky. We harvest very, very late in the year. We have a long hang time, and there's something about the soil that gives the vines a kind of spicy, mineral kind of touch to them, and it's just wonderful for Pinot and also for Chardonnay.
When was your vineyard planted?
Our first plantings were in 84 and 85. We put in Chardonnay, the old Wente clone at that time. Then later, around 90, we planted the Vadensville clone, and then a few years later, we put in some Pomard. So our oldest vineyards now are about 25 years old. They're still productive, and as far as I'm concerned, they couldn't do any better.
How can people try your wines, get a hold of your wines?
The best thing to do is to go to our website, www.demuthwinery.com. You'll see a telephone number there. If you give us a call, we'll deliver the wines to your door, or we'll direct you to the nearest retailer or restaurant.
Nice to talk to you, Chris. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure, and I wish you all a great day.
I'm here with John Grant of Couleur Wines, kind of a new kid on the block in the Anderson Valley, but very impressive wines. I tasted your wine this morning at the press tasting.
At the Roman's Vineyard 2007.
Very impressive.
Thank you very much.
What's special about Anderson Valley?
There's a lot that's special about Anderson Valley, and I'd like to say that it starts with the community and the people that are here. I mean, the vines wouldn't be here if people weren't planting them. And I think it opens actually to a bigger discussion about terroir and the idea of terroir, which, you know, people talk about soil and climate and, you know, everything that goes on around a specific vine. But what we often don't talk about are the people behind that. And the idea of terroir only exists because people are planting vines and tending to those vines. And so when I think about what makes Anderson Valley special, it starts with the community. It starts with the people. And then clearly the wines speak for themselves. Beautiful, delicate, finesse Pinot Noirs with a great sort of verve and energy about them, precision and focus. Beautiful red cherry without being candied. And for me, that meets the medium, the happy medium in all worlds. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your wines.
So for Couleur Wines, What I'm trying to put forward, and again, without trying to sound too kitschy about the whole thing, is California fruit, but European inspired. I use a lot of whole cluster fermentation in my wines. It's a very reductive style, and it's all naturally made wine. So that is to say, no inoculation for alcoholic fermentation, malolactic, no acidulations. Everything just happens naturally. What I've tried to do is take the time to find the right grape in the right vineyard, farmed by the right people, bring that to the winery, and shepherd the wines through the process without losing that sense of place. Couleur Wines is single vineyard designated Pinot Noirs from Anderson Valley. They must have, by default, a sense of place and time. And that's the idea behind Couleur. Yeah.
You're doing a good job. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. I hope to see you soon.
I'm with Wells Guthrie of Copain Wines. Wells, you're I consider you a bit of an authority on Anderson Valley since you've been making Pinot Noirs from Anderson Valley for quite some time. What can you tell us about Anderson Valley? What makes the Pinot Noirs special?
Lucky and found some good spots, and you know, now it seems like the Anderson Valley is on fire. But you know, the one thing I noticed about it, because I made wine for Rustler Cellars over there for the
and thanks, Amelia, for talking to me. Tell me a little bit about what makes Anderson Valley Pinot Noir unique.
I think it's the combination of the terroir, the climate, the soil, and we have a lot of clones of Pinot up here. And some of them now are getting some age on them. Like the Richard Savoy Vineyard, we have some of the vines that are 15 to 20 years old. They're getting better and better, and we're getting better at knowing how to get the most out of the fruit.
Can you comment about the acidity?
You know, some of the vineyards in particular retain their acidity, even though the Brix is rising, the acidity stays in there, and that's what I think makes a great food wine myself.
And what wines do you produce from Anderson Valley?
We make three wines. We make the Blue Jay, which is a blend of some of the younger vines from the Savoy Vineyard, all seven clones, and then we combine that with the three clones, the Famard 115 and 777 from Pine. That makes the blended Blue Jay, and we do a single vineyard, a couple of hundred cases of each Pine and Savoy.
And I tasted the Hine vineyard this morning. I really love the bright acidity. Like you said, really a good food wine.
Yes, you know, every vintage up here from 04, 5, 6, and 7 have been so different. I'm kind of amazed at how different each year is up here. But it's what makes it fun. Wine out of these grapes up here. Everyone is different, and it's a little bit of a challenge then to try and bring the best out of each of those vintages.
Can you comment a little bit about the last few vintages?
Well, the 07 vintage seemed to be very uniform in temperature. We got great fruit and soft tannins, and they're approachable early. The 08, everyone up here has had some issues with the smoke, and we're still dealing with how best we can deal with that and make a good wine that's representative of the area.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
I'm here with Rick Davis of Launder Vineyards.